Hello, and welcome to the weekly FBC podcast. I'm Stephen Dorman. But first, coffee. All right, let's talk. This week's topic from last Sunday's sermon is biblical manhood. What is it? If something is biblical, then it relates to or is contained in the Bible. Manhood, according to the New Oxford American Dictionary, is the state or period of being a man rather than a child. Now put those together. What do you get? You get the Bible's idea of an adult male. After all, we are not talking about womanhood or childhood. We are talking about manhood. So what does the Bible say about adult males or men? It says a lot of things on the subject, but let's focus on the unique roles that the Bible has for Christian men. Biblically, the role of single Christian men is not that different than single women. Both should be committed to Christ, doing his will, all in an effort to fulfill the Great Commission. If married, then the man is to love his wife like Christ loved the church, Ephesians 5:25. Christ showed the greatest love for the church in giving up his life for her, which is the greatest love you can give another, John 15:13. At the same time, the man is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, Ephesians 5:23. A married biblical man, then, will lead his home in the most loving way, mimicking the leadership and love that Christ has for his church. Other unique biblical roles that men only should fill are those of pastor and deacon, 1 Timothy 3, 1-12. Now, some of you out there might be thinking that these roles for men and women in the Bible are culturally relative. You might be thinking if Paul were alive today, then he would think differently. However, this argument just does not hold water. Listen to this quote from the book Recovering Biblical Manhood and Womanhood, A Response to Evangelical Feminism, edited by John Piper and Wade Grudem. It says, and I quote, "When the Bible teaches that men and women fulfill different roles in relation to each other, charging man with a unique leadership role, it bases this differentiation not on temporary cultural norms, but on permanent facts of creation." This is seen in 1 Corinthians 11, 3-16, Ephesians 5, 21-33, 1 Timothy 2, 11-14, end quote. You can look up and read all of these verses to see for yourself if this is correct, but let me read some key parts in some of these passages. Paul, in response to why women should not have authority over men in the church, in 1 Timothy 2, 13-14 says, "Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor." And in 1 Corinthians 11:8 and 9, Paul says, "For man was not made from woman, woman from man, neither was man created for woman, but woman for man." So, would Paul change his mind today? I just don't think so, because his argument relies on these facts of creation that still ring true today. If you think that Paul's argument is bad at this point, what you are essentially saying is that God's intentionally created order and roles for men and women are wrong. Are you prepared to call God wrong? I hope not. As you can see, it is all too important that we do not read our cultural norms into the Bible, changing the meaning of God's word to fit our culture's way of life. Rather, we should read God's word for what it really says. After all, it is God's word we're talking about, not music or fashion. Now, in regard to Paul's reasoning about pastors being men only, listen to Richards and O'Brien's words from their book, Misreading Scripture with Western Eyes, Removing Cultural Blinders to Better Understand the Bible. They write, and I quote, "And thus we read Paul to be saying is Adam was first, and thus better than Eve, that is, by virtue of being formed first. Men should be pastors because they are more deserving of the office, or better qualified than women." In Paul's day, though, something quite different went without being said. The law of primogeniture stated that the firstborn child received a larger inheritance, and with it greater responsibility, than all other children. Not because he or she was preferred, or more deserving, or better qualified in any way, but merely because she or he was first born. In other words, Paul's original readers may have understood him as saying that men should be pastors not because they are innately better qualified, or more deserving, but simply because they are the firstborn, end quote. Firstborn meaning first in order of original creation. So, as Christian men, we need to interpret scripture correctly and fulfill our God-given roles, lest we get swept up and away by our godless society and its reasoning. We need to guard our hearts and minds, putting on the full armor of God, day in and day out. What the world needs now is not just love, sweet love, but love and leadership from biblical men.